This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Verups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Same sad story, different day. 26th day of January 2016 on this Tuesday. Global broadcast, an active shooter reported at San Diego's Naval Medical Center that is closed to the general public and is a gun-free zone like all U.S. military bases. They only have the local security police force or the MP force at these different facilities, and many of them don't even have basic security at all, but a couple police officers in squad cars. The Naval Medical Center, possible active shooter being reported by San Diego 7. That's what they were saying about 10 minutes ago. Now they're saying it is an active shooter. We hope this is a false alarm, but if it is an active shooter, will it be another jihadi? And if the name comes out to be a Middle Eastern or Arabic name, will the media cover that up for a few days? Like they did in San Bernardino or like they did at Fort Hood for 4 years, saying it wasn't a jihad attack, even though he was directed by Al-Qaeda and the government knew 2 years before what Major Hassan was planning? Incredible. They bring these people in, they attack, and then when they attack, we have to give up our rights. I'm not saying this is an Islamic attack, but the last few big shootings have been, let's hope it's not an attack, period, but we are tracking it as it unfolds. You can also go to their Facebook page of the Navy Medical Center, and they say it is an active shooter. Me and Biggs just did a live Facebook mentions on that. We can have Biggs come in the control room. He can punch it up for you. They say hide, shelter in place, run, or fight, which is unprecedented because at bases and at government buildings and at colleges, they advise people to actually lay down and act like you're dead or in a fetal position, or if you're being raped, urinate on someone or vomit on them. Look, I'm not joking. That's what they say. I have an idea. If there's an active shooter here, I just pull a gun out and defend myself. But see, I live in Texas. So we're going to be following that as it unfolds, ladies and gentlemen. We can also punch up behind me and analyze it. CNN's live feed from helicopters outside the base. It is controlled airspace, so they're flying around the edge of the base, shooting footage into what is happening there. Naval Med Center in San Diego reports active shooter. And this is, again, just the ongoing thing, like the shooter at the Naval Yard and these gun-free zones where this happens and where we see this unfolding. So InfoWars here covering what's happening and analyzing and documenting and tracking the controlled government finance, CNN gets a lot of government financing and funding and support, just like MSNBC, funding what our taxpayer dollars are going to be saying about the Second Amendment. And they're getting feeds there at CNN from the Total Traffic and Weather Network. Again, we're a radio show, but we're also a TV show so that we can document in live time for those that wish to add another layer of research and documentation to their daily analysis of world events as they unfold. Now, when we come back, we're going to kick off the big transmission that we've got lined up for you. Max Kaiser is at the Kremlin, literally, with a Skype feed, joining us on world events. I'm having him back on, the former CIA field commander, Robert David Steele, in election 2016, and to take your phone calls and the bombshell info he talked about where he admitted in the CIA he carried out a false flag operation under orders himself. So we'll look at false flag terror attacks. There's different types of false flags. There's wind-up toys, there's provocateur events, there's opening the door, there's protecting terrorists, or there's synthetic terror where you completely manufacture the whole deal. The media dumbs down false flags and just says that we say nothing happened, that no one died at Sandy Hook or no, there were no hijackers on 9/11. No, we just simply look at who stands to gain, who takes our liberties after the attacks, and who ordered stand downs on 9/11. Bare minimum, criminal elements of the government ordered a stand down for Saudi Arabia, and that's in the 28 pages, and congressmen and senators are on record who've seen the classified document. So yes, 9/11 is an inside job. We win. We're proven right.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Kitty Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates, and they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I want you. I need you. I want you to be my tonight. You need me. Tease me. You won't throw you away.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, we've got another active shooter reported at Naval Medical Center in San Diego, California. Another gun-free zone. So incredibly convenient that all of this is happening. Joe, come on up here on the platform. We're also going to have Joe in there in the control room. As this unfolds, Joe Biggs is tracking all the latest information. We're monitoring Fox. We're monitoring CNN. We're monitoring local news. But most importantly, we're monitoring the Facebook of the Naval Medical Center that has more info than Fox and CNN that we've been watching, that they are saying there's an active shooter. Others are questioning that. And they are saying that they're not just saying shelter in place and put your head between your legs and kiss your butt goodbye. They're saying run, shelter in place, or fight. And that is officially on their Facebook. That needs to be screenshot and put on the news. We did a Facebook mentions 2 minutes before we were live and showed their official Facebook where they're updating people right now. But again, it's a victim disarmament zone as usual. This just continues on and on and on that people target these sites. Will it be a jihadist? Will it be a false alarm? Will it be somebody mad about getting bad medical treatment? Will it be a reason to demonize veterans more? I mean, a lot is happening. There it is on screen. And again, I just kind of called Joe in here right before we went live. I'm gonna send him in the control room where we've got the lights actually set up for him to be. Again, this is Alex Jones. We're broadcasting worldwide. It is January 26th on this Tuesday, worldwide broadcast. We have a bunch of big guests coming up today. Huge news across the board. We're going to be breaking down. Task Force urges doctors to screen all adults for depression and then take your guns. And they're just going to say you have depression and widen it. And you're not going to know when they ask, are you down? Do you have anxiety? Are you upset? They ask you about 10 questions. If you answer three of them yes, they take your guns. That is Associated Press. Okay? They're coming. I mean, this is really happening. Now, continuing here, is everything good with the audio? Because I'm having some audio ups and downs right now. Okay, so everything's good? All right. Okay, now continuing here, folks, we're going to get into economic activity is slowing down much faster than the experts anticipated. Swedish police warned Stockholm main train station is now overrun by migrant teen gangs stealing and groping girls, robbing en masse. Democratic debate totally staged. CNN has audience practice applause. Pre-submitted questions, simply incredible. We have another story up at drudgereport.com where one of Bill Clinton's victims that Clinton basically has targeted before is saying that she fears for her life and that if they say that she commits suicide, that the Clintons have killed her. So we're going to get to that as well. And then, I didn't know this happened last Friday. No one has covered it, and then there it was at Infowars.com. Adan Salazar did a report on it last night. No one else that I know of has covered this, which is scary. I wish others had. It's not like, oh, good, we broke it, 4 days after it came out. He's on the floor on C-SPAN and warns of total martial law in the legislation that I called martial law last Friday. That's what it does. And it just got no attention. Now a U.S. senator gets up and talks about declaration of international martial law, which is a quote. That's my quote, because that's what it does. Just 360 war anytime Congress signs over its authority. Ron Paul says it makes the Iraq War Powers Authorization the widest ever, look like a walk in the park, close quote. So a lot of crazy stuff is happening right now. But let's go to Joe Biggs, who is in there monitoring the situation at the Naval Medical Center in San Diego, California, another victim disarmament zone, just like with Major Hassan in Fort Hood not being called terrorism and the people not being able to be armed, just like San Bernardino not being called terrorism and the cover-up and, of course, people not being able to be armed. We hope that this is no loss of life. We don't know yet. Joe Biggs, give us the latest.
Thank you, Alex. Now, what we do know, this is a place for returning veterans. It has a large PTSD clinic inside there, and they're urging those inside to run, hide, or fight, which is very unusual compared to what we've heard before. A family member of one person inside said that they weren't even sure if it was a drill or really an active shooter scenario. Now, there are reports of three shots fired near Building 26. No reports of injuries at this time. San Diego schools have now been on lockdown that are near that facility, and at this point in time, there have been no sightings of a shooter.
All right. Again, Joe Biggs is going to be tracking this, and every 10, 15 minutes, popping in, or even sooner, he'll just break in, Joe, anytime there is a new development, and just continue to update us along with the rest of the great crew. But let me just ask you to speculate. And again, when we speculate, we're not reporting this. We're just speculating. Most of the latest mass shooting attacks have been jihadist related. This may be PTSD. It may be a drill. A lot of times now they have drills and then scare people for a few hours before they admit it's a drill, or they have a backfire outside the Capitol in a parking garage and evacuate it for 5 hours and create total hysteria. It could be that as well. Statistically, though, I would say it could be a jihad attack. I'm not saying it is, but that's the most common thing we're facing right now, especially at government buildings and government facilities. And these medical facilities aren't as well protected as, obviously, combat readiness bases and are more easy to infiltrate. Joe Biggs?
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, there's also some possibility it could be another Nadal Hassan, another guy that's been inside the military who's just kind of been waiting quietly, and then all of a sudden decides to basically be activated and do something. Or it could be a legitimate case of PTSD, a regular soldier coming back, and something happened, a dispute between himself and someone else. Or we could have another San Bernardino. So we'll be sitting here bringing updates as they happen here at the InfoWars studio.
All right, Joe Biggs, thank you so much. Now, folks, continuing, getting back into the news, we're going to play a video. Have we pulled in the video yet? Because I forgot to tell you guys right before showtime. I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off when the mass shooting news came in 5 minutes before showtime. Senator, or not mass shooting, active shooting that we hope isn't a mass shooting. Video, Senator warns that the military authorization use of force bill is a declaration of international martial law, close quote. The resolution is a total rewrite of the War Powers Clause of the Constitution, close quote. Do we have that yet? Good. We're going to be getting to that here in just a few minutes. That is a big, big deal. Because it's not just Alex Jones saying it last Friday, or Ron Paul saying it yesterday in his article he wrote about it. Now it's a U.S. senator warning people that this is an unprecedented transference of power. I mean, you read the resolution they've been trying to sneak through and ram through, and even Senator John Cornyn, who's the whip in the Senate, under the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, said, "I didn't know about this. Are you kidding?" when a reporter asked him about it on Friday. There it is. Congress is writing the president a blank check for war. The legislation makes the unconstitutional Iraq War authorization of 2002 look like a walk in the park. When we come back from break, we are going to play the video from the article that went up on InfoWars.com last night. I'm going to have this article reposted to the top tile at InfoWars.com. I am going to, again, repost this to the top of InfoWars.com, and we're going to put it on Facebook, Twitter, you name it. Now notice that you see us breaking down this information, and notice that you finally see it coming out in government, agreeing with the exact words that I used, worldwide martial law. Because that's what the bill is. But they just hope to put these incredible things out, have them announce it like it's, oh, it's an ISIS, authorization of force against ISIS. And it says that in there, plus anywhere else in the world, anytime, and for civil emergencies, economic, whatever. That's why it's unprecedented. Now, continuing, folks, I have the article right here in my hand. It's up on InfoWars.com. Video, Senator warns that the authorization to use military force bill is a declaration of international martial law. That's not Alex Jones saying that. This resolution is a total rewrite of the War Powers Clause of the Constitution, close quote. Adan Salazar, January 26th. And again, this was up on InfoWars.com last night as well in another article. We need to get this information out. Last night I was doing research about 10 o'clock, and I saw the article on InfoWars, and I was like, huh? Just simply amazing to see things like this out in the open, and that he said this last week, and it got no attention. And I thank the listeners that sent us this tip. because it did get picked up by grassroots folks out there. I mean, imagine on C-SPAN talking about worldwide martial law, giving the president unlimited military power into the next president as well. Aren't the Democrats worried about that? I mean, where is our common sense? But you see, this is the season of the power grab. This is the season of just over-the-top, crazy town garbage. We're going to get into task force urges doctors to screen all adults for depression and then take your guns. Grand jury indicts Planned Parenthood filmmakers. Unbelievable. The staged CNN Democrat debate. We've got clips of that. The radical Islamists are going even crazier in Europe. We've got new developments there. We've got big guests coming on today. Please stay with us.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There is an active shooter reported at the San Diego Naval Medical Center. And we said earlier, will there be a bunch of drills before this? Will this be a drill coinciding with it? Because so many times they announce a real shooting, and later we learn it's a drill, but it has the same effect of people thinking mass shootings are up. We are confirming his military ID right now. We're not going to show that on air, but we don't just do what mainstream news does. They just open the phones up. We've confirmed he's in San Diego. But we are confirming he's going to send us his military ID as we speak. And he's on standby on the phone right now. He got through via email to our news director, Rob Dude. And as soon as we confirm his identity, not for public display, but to add more credibility, we're going to have him on air. Active shooter at Naval Medical Center in San Diego. I am active duty, Navy E6 stationed at NBSD, next door, basically. We recently had loads of active shooter drills, and now the real. Call me for anything you need. And so Dude's been talking to him, so has Nico. And they have, last week, drills at the naval base, drills at the medical center of an active shooter, just like they kept having drill after drill after drill every month at San Bernardino. And then you have these people with bombs and all the rest of it, and they won't call them jihadis. Are they running the drill so that they can then control the situation with a hopped-up, wind-up toy, somebody that they're directing in to do this? I mean, look, we know they run false flags. Robert David Steele's coming on, who ran field operations for the CIA in the Middle East. He was a former Marine, and then they hired him to run operations in the field all over the Middle East. And he ran false flags against our enemies to make them look bad. Now, he didn't kill people. But Bobby Kennedy, it was declassified a decade ago, even on Frontline, went to his brother and said, let's bomb some of our South American embassies and actually kill people to be able to take out the communists. So the Kennedys weren't the complete and total absolute angels that everyone said they were. But the point is, they were involved or wanted to be involved in false flags. And, of course, JFK said no to that, but Bobby wanted to do it. And so this is just something that's been done for a long time. And the British and the French and the Spanish would do it. They'd go to one of their little coastal towns that was only, a few dozen people, little hamlet, little one dock and a few houses, and just kill everybody. And leave enemy weapons, enemy swords. They'd even get enemy cannons and fire them into a building so they could have forensics later and say, yeah, we found a Spanish or we found a Dutch cannonball. And then, this witness who happened to survive is one of their people they plant, saw that it was the French. That's a false flag, folks. A false flag's also pull up with somebody else's flag like you're friendly and attack them. So there's lots of different types of false flags, but it is taught in Army manuals, in special operations, in captain and above. WikiLeaks released this 4 or 5 years ago. You can look it up on how to stage false flags. And it just mentions you're going to take this false flag course now. And I'm just going to leave it at that point, but I've talked to a lot of military folks, and this is something that's done. It's what other governments do. It's very nasty. It's very bad. Our founders did not engage in this. In fact, George Washington told his military, we don't rape, we don't steal, we're polite, we don't engage in atrocities, we treat enemy captured soldiers well, and we don't pull dirty tricks. Is what they called false flags in that day. You can read the writings of Washington saying, we don't do dirty jobs and dirty tricks. We lose the moral high ground. We're not going to do it. And when he died, the British ships on U.S. harbors lowered their flags to half-mast, and the same thing happened in England because he was honorable. That's what America was born out of. It's what the Army was born out of, and it's unrecognizable today in the leadership that thinks false flags are acceptable. The reason you don't see false flags getting pulled as much is because people don't buy it. We said it was a false flag because we could look at the mortars and tell they were Saudi Arabian. And indeed, it came out months later. Two chemical attacks in Syria blamed on Assad were Saudi Arabian Al-Qaeda launched chemical attacks to go over Obama's red line. On the one-year anniversary, he says, you use chemical weapons, I'll attack you. And then on the one-year anniversary, They launch chemical attacks on pro-Assad forces and then blame Assad. And it all came out. It was a false flag, folks. Mainstream news 6 months later said, okay. And the UN said, okay, it was really Al-Qaeda. So we're not saying this is a false flag, but if you've got the usual suspects and Obama and them wanting to come after our guns, who knows what will happen? Who knows what will happen? We'll be back and we'll see if we've got the credentials on our person on the ground.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praise the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play the video. The article's on InfoWars.com. Senator warns authorization to use military force bill is, quote, declaration of international martial law. See it for yourself at InfoWars.com. The resolution is a total rewrite of the War Powers Clause of the Constitution. Now, there is supposedly an active shooter drill that went on last week, and it went on this week, and we have gotten the identity of Josh, active duty Naval E6. He sent us his ID card. We geolocated where he's at. He is in San Diego. Mainstream media will just put callers on air claiming things. We actually are vetting this. Active shooter, UMCSD tells personnel to run or hide or fight. That's also unprecedented, so that's good news. But it's another victim disarmament zone where this is happening. We're getting local radio chatter that this could be what we said earlier, a backfire car, whatever, that they were as a weight facility. Someone dropped weights, and then someone freaked out and thought it was a PTSD soldier. We see this all the time. Backfires, and they evacuate the Capitol for 5-6 hours. Hysteria. I mean, this is the wicked fleeing when none pursue. We hope that's what it is. It could be a real shooter. Could be somebody committing suicide. Could be a backfire. But we're now 45 minutes into this first breaking, and we still don't know what's going on. So we've seen this many times where it isn't a real shooter, and then it becomes this hysteria, or somebody shoots off fireworks at a college campus, and everybody, you know, is shut down for half a day. Joe Biggs, reporting for Infowars.com from the news studios. What do we know?
Well, at this point in time, we were just told that it could be possibly weights dropped. There is a gym inside of Building 26, but also inside of Building 26 is the hospital's intake center and dormitories for the wounded warriors that come in from combat. Now, there is a children's center there, too, as well, that opens at 5:30 a.m., so there's about more than 200 children there on site. The police are still actively going from room to room trying to clear out that facility to possibly filter out the fact whether or not it is an active shooter. Now, at 8:30 a.m., two California Highway patrolmen were seen entering the facility at an emergency room entrance. At 8:45 a.m., SWAT arrived and stormed the building. Police have set up perimeters around local schools, one at the San Diego City College nearby. There are more than 6,500 personnel at this medical center right now, and police, like I said, are currently going room to room trying to find out if this is possibly a misunderstanding or actually an active shooter. Now, this is happening at the Naval Medical Center in San Diego, and this is something that we're going to continue to monitor and find out what goes on throughout the day.
All right, Joe Biggs, absolutely good news that it may be and is pointing towards a bunch of hysteria. That's not good that we're such a fearful nation conditioned to be afraid of active shooters when they're so incredibly rare amongst the 330 million citizens and 40 million illegals. But it just shows how we've been conditioned. And hopefully this will be a learning experience for people if it does turn out to be nothing but more fear. Thank you, Joe. Let's continue to track this. Now, again, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to be playing the video from the article that is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com dealing with the senator coming out and saying that the military authorization of force is, quote, international martial law. That is in the six-minute video. We're going to be going to that. I want to go to Josh, active duty naval E6, who sent us his ID. We're not giving you his last name, obviously, because in this country there's repercussions for free speech. But he's saying that there were just a bunch of drills there in the last week, and that this is contributing to the hysteria. Also, let me add, if it is a real shooter, they had an ABC 2020 special more than 16 years ago that as soon as they brought death education into high schools, it more than tripled on average the amount of suicides of young people. I mean, you go have a whole week-long course on suicide and how people do it and why they do it and how you tie the rope around your neck and how you hang it on the, you know, on the coat rack. I mean, it's crazy. Of course that then happens. The DARE program makes kids use drugs. It's a fact. It's called copycat. And you introduce constant mass shooting drills every month at the San Bernardino Health Department facility, you are going to get crazy behavior. You're going to have people go, oh, that's something I'm going to do. Thank God, despite they hyped this so much, mass shootings are flat. Overall, death by guns with criminals using them is down between 51% and 60%+, depending on which Justice Department number you look on. If you don't believe me, we run those numbers all the time. Just type in gun crime down, but public has perception it's up, or just department numbers, crime down, using guns over 50%. And you will get the admissions. They don't like to advertise it, but you will find mainstream news, even Bloomberg has had to report that. Okay, we can run those some of those graphics here in the background. Related story, gun crime has plunged, but Americans think it's up. Study says, L.A. Times. Boom, see? All right, let's go to Josh, active duty, Naval E6. It's so great that anytime there's an event, wildfires, shootings, floods, you name it, political events, we have listeners in every corner of the world. So, Josh, thanks for taking the initiative to reach out to us, sir.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, go ahead and tell us the same things you told our reporters.
All right. I've got a little bit of information here. I'm currently stationed nearby, but I do have some friends that are on the base currently. We'll start off with, we've been having active shooter drills pretty frequently for the last month and a half, and I know that Naval Medical Base San Diego just had one last week, and we're supposed to have a pretty diverse amount of drills, fire drills, bombing drills, but we've been dominated by active shooter drills easily for the last couple months. And aside from that, we've been constant contact with people that are at the hospital right now. We have a couple people saying they have heard gunshots, so it could be real. I'm still hoping that it's not, but...
Or it could be firecrackers, it could be a backfire.
Yeah.
I mean, the capital of the U.S. has been evacuated repeatedly for backfires.
Mm-hmm. The only problem, I think Joe Biggs did say that is where we house our PTSD military members, so there is that chance, but I'm still hoping that it's just hysteria.
What do you think about the unprecedented move of the base commander putting out on Twitter that go ahead and fight? I mean, I love that. That's like the beginning of reality coming back into the world.
Oh, I love it, too. I mean, the way this story was broke was on the hospital webpage, Facebook, and it said, run, hide, or fight, and I just wish they would erase the run and hide part. But yeah.
Well, it comes down to this, whoever, I'm sure it's the commander or the adjunct that did that, will probably be reprimanded because they tell people get in a fetal position at these military bases. You know, they reprimanded some of the folks at the Army, Navy, Marine Corps Center that actually fired back at the shooter and finally stopped him. I mean, this is crazy.
I remember. It's insane. I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, last time I checked, we're in the military, we're all trained to use firearms. But again, the hospital's a gun-free zone. Who knew? Go figures. But I don't know. I hope we start trending towards a more realistic approach instead of this cowardly approach we've been doing for a while now.
What do you make of San Bernardino, where two different white people, I say that because it could have been all this Black Lives Matter stuff, you know, some racist black person with an agenda, but two white people, it turned out, saying, I saw blonde-haired, blue-eyed guys in tactical gear, basically, running around shooting people. And then they had drills that week and the week before. I mean, they were having weekly drills by the end.
I mean, I believe it. Like, whenever I see any of these events, I try and catalog everything that happens immediately, because once they get their story straight and what the mainstream media wants to tell us, probably not going to be true. So you have to look back at what the eyewitness is and what the actual initial reports were and see, try and piece the truth together.
Well, a lot of the public, you're absolutely right, is ignorant about firearms, too. And it could have been the police exchanging gunfire with them mm-hmm. as they ran to their car. Then the cops, in case they shoot somebody or don't know where their bullets were going, aren't going to admit they were there until they get told what to do because they don't want to get basically burned. That's also part of it. But if that's mm-hmm. the case, they need to say what happened because, look, there are jihadis coming into this country. These people did get sent to the Middle East. The FBI did try to stop them, and that doesn't usually fit the MO of a false flag to have people that the FBI is already investigating and the FBI tries to stop them and then they're ordered not to by the Justice Department. So I still think the jury's open on that. Anything else you'd mm-hmm. like to add, Josh?
Not right now. I mean, we're still getting information as it comes in. I'm sure we'll hear more soon since SWAT should be pretty much done clearing up the building. But if I get anything pertinent, I'll be sure to pass it along.
Well, just because you are stationed near there and go there, obviously for care and things, we want to check in with you later in the show or tonight in the aftermath once we learn exactly what happened. They may keep this going for, you know, 5, 6, 7 hours. Sometimes they do mm-hmm. at colleges where everybody thinks a mass shooting's happening and half the time it's not. But, as bad as that is, we'll still hope that nobody has been hurt. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you.
Well, thank you. God bless.
All right, we're going to stay in contact with Josh. And again, great job to my crew actually getting, you know, a hold of him when he emailed, getting his credentials, double-checking him, and then putting him on air. That's something CNN and Fox don't do. They would just put him on air. We don't just do that. when we are having someone as a witness, we go the extra mile. I mean, I don't think that's an extra mile, especially today with how the internet is. Somebody can send their info so quickly, and obviously we don't put that out. In fact, when he's done being on the show, delete that email, get it out of our system. I don't want to have his personal info after that's there. That's also what we do in protocol with folks' info. We delete stuff once it's come in and once we've used it. Still, the government, if it wants it, might be able to reverse engineer it and get it from somewhere else, but that's generally not how it works. So that's the type of stuff we do to make sure that, especially if we use your whistleblowing, it's printed off, it's filed, the email is destroyed, and then if it's not pertinent to an investigation we're doing, it is shredded. And sometimes it is burned. I routinely take things home. In fact, I burned something two nights ago in the fireplace the fire pit over at my parents. I just, you know, it's nothing particularly secret or, you know, that secret. I just don't want to have it around. I burned it. So that's what we do. Okay, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into the big news that I've been hyperventilating about. Video, Senator Warren's AUMF, that's Authorization Use Military Force Bill, is declaration of international martial law. This resolution is a total rewrite of the War Powers Clause of the Constitution. Don Salazar, red-linked on Infowars.com. And there was another article last night up there that just had it linked in it. That's why I was saying I saw this last night. It was another article. So what's incredible is it was a Kurt Nemo article. I actually had it first last night, and it doesn't matter who had it first. The point is that I was hyperventilating over the fact that this wasn't a bigger deal. And thank God Kurt's working so hard and wrote a story about it. Kurt, next time, call me at night when something's this big. Everybody, see, we're close to this tyranny that a lot of times I even see some horrible, incredible story that's got to get out, and I'm just kind of don't report on it because I'm so burnt out seeing all this evil, and then it never even gets reported. It'll just be some blurb in an article that's bombshell sensational, and then I don't get somebody to write an article about it, or you don't call up and say, why didn't you cover it? And then Drudge doesn't link to it. We don't put it on Facebook, and it doesn't change history. I mean, I'm having an anxiety attack right now. I mean, I was flipping out during breaks earlier. Senator on the floor talking about martial law, and no one cares. And see, if they can do this, I'm just having bone-shaking chills right now. That's a normal response, folks. But people aren't having these responses. That's why we're in so much trouble. They're going to take everybody's pension funds. They're going to rob the stock market. They're going to take your bank accounts. They're getting it all lined up if they get away with it. It's like getting a call from your neighbor saying, hey, you know, there's a guy with a gun in your shed. And you get that adrenaline rush and that chill. Or, you know, you get that call and they say, hey, your sister's in the hospital. That's the feeling I have because our country is, if we just had the normal response to get freaked out, we'd get upset, we'd have a chain reaction, we'd take action. But people instead get upset about the NFL. And I'm not against the NFL, but they've taken your normal primitive response to a threat. The threat isn't when your team loses a two-point conversion. The threat is when foreign, evil multinationals run by George Soros and others, worse than a James Bond villain, are actually taking us over and want to politically persecute the middle class and are trying to start race wars. I mean, whoa, people. I mean, and see, what's happening to me right now is I'm owning this right now, realizing how much I've gotten to where I'm just comfortable with it. I've even gotten comfortable with my own death or my own imprisonment. That's not good. People say we need to erase fear with a pill. No, I need fear, actually. I need to get motivated. I need to get animated. Let's go to the clip. A new bill making its way through Congress contains dangerous and unprecedented language that could be considered a declaration of international martial law, U.S. Senator warned last week, and no one covered it. The resolution is a total rewrite of the War Powers Clause of the Constitution. Let's be clear about that. Democrat Senator Chris Murphy said on the Senate floor last week in regards to SJ Res 29, a bill purporting to give the sitting U.S. president the power to declare war on ISIS, but then it says, or anyone else, anywhere else, for any reason, in perpetuity forever. Ron Paul says it's the worst war declaration ever. Now let's, you know what, I'm going to go to break and come back with the clip. So I want to play the whole thing, and I went too far. Let me just briefly, because I do this every day and don't even plug in the first hour. That's probably our most listened to hour, and then we don't get the finances to fund this operation. We fund ourselves with game-changing, cutting-edge, hardcore nutraceuticals that are absolute must-haves, like X2, and it's so popular. A lot of folks asked us to extend the special till they got paid or whatever. We just had tons of emails. It does end today because new specials start tomorrow. X2, 15% off, the already discounted rate from retail, and Super Male Vitality, already discounted from retail, another discount on top of that. Okay? InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Free shipping on every order above $50 now as well. Free shipping on the shower filters as well. The four-stage filter for your shower. I mean, it's a no-brainer default. Break your conditioning. I don't care where you get one, but these are the best, lowest price. We've done the research. We carry 100 models if they had 100 great models. But that's our goal, to have the biggest selection, whether it be non-GMO seeds or T-shirts or whatever the case is. This is the best shower filter, four-stage, the fastest flowing you're going to find. And if you don't put it in your house for you and your family, and also it gives us some money, you're nuts. I mean, they're jacking the water, baby. And if you think just filtering the tap is enough, you're letting the enemy win. So fund us and help your family win-win in this war. We're fighting. We need the funds to go to InfoWarsStore.com and blow that shopping cart up with so many orders it melts down. And I'll take that money and I'll fire hose at the enemy's face and I'll sack them.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, I have gone into old Alex Jones hyperventilating mode today because they're announcing what I knew they were going to do. Total forced psychological profiling nationwide when you go to the doctor. That is so Soviet Union, it makes my head spin. I mean, it's beyond Soviet Union. They didn't even do that to everybody there. And then they're going to go after the guns. That's Associated Press. I mean, what Soros is up to. I cannot believe we're in the hands of such criminals. But then there's also good news. You know, they say that not just a character in the X-Files, and the X-Files based on Alex Jones, one of the big characters, the O'Malley character, but also the topics they cover are InfoWars topics. That's what Chris Carter said, and I watched it last night. It was about eugenics and human-animal chimeras, which is actually mainstream news now. But at least it's getting now covered in popular culture. But is that being done, not by Carter, but are they letting it go on air because then people will think that's the X-Files and not reality? That's what's crazy, is what I watched last night is what they're doing. I don't know if the chimeras are psychic or can have magical powers, but, I mean, they're doing it. And there's MIT Review right on screen. Human-animal chimeras are gestating on U.S. research farms. They're not growing the humanoids in other women. You know, Scully asked, was I an incubator for, you know, one of these hybrids? No, sweetheart, they use cows and pigs for that. Because they don't try to run off the base like the women do in the last X-Files. So, whatever. And I'm done talking about the X-Files. It was kind of fun at first and interesting. And then it gives me a headache because then I start, I know Homeland Security showed up and threatened everybody with the martial law piece I did with Ventura, the serious piece that aired in the second season. And it never aired again and was erased off everybody's DVRs for a reason. Because it exposed the entire takeover plan. And if you watch that video that you can barely find because they take it off YouTube, you will know their plan. And of course, that was 3-4 years ago. Now you see it's happening. And I'm not at liberty because when you sign up with folks in journalism and things are off record, when things are off record, I can't tell you the stuff that went on. In fact, I just kind of started breaking confidence there, just telling you some of the things that happened. At a certain point, man, I just can't shut up anymore. Folks, you need to know how real this is, okay? I mean, it's real. If you were in my position and did what I did, you'd know. We're in trouble, people. We can't screw around anymore. Let's go to the senator, U.S. Senator, Democrat, saying martial law bill worldwide. Here it is.
Madam President, today I wanted to come down to the floor and speak very briefly about a resolution that the majority leader introduced, I believe, earlier today. This is an authorization for military force resolution that apparently purports to give the president legal authority to conduct military operations against ISIS. Before we break for the weekend, Madam President, I thought it was important to come to the floor to explain why, very briefly, to my colleagues, to explain what this resolution really is. This resolution is a total rewrite of the War Powers Clause of the United States Constitution. Let's be clear about that. It is essentially a declaration of international martial law, a sweeping transfer of military power to the president that will allow him or her to send U.S. troops almost anywhere in the world for almost any reason with absolutely no limitations.
And the full 6-minute speech is on InfoWars.com right now. We're just going to keep playing that clip today. The good news is at least it's coming out. But the bad news is he gave that speech last week. And there was no coverage until listeners sent it to us yesterday. I mean, that's scary, folks. That's why we're so important. And I don't like being that important. I don't like it. It's dangerous. Second hour coming up.
The following statements have not been evaluated.